A very famous Chinese philosopher said, to know your friends, to know your friends is good intelligence. To know your friends is good intelligence, but to know yourself is true wisdom. To know yourself is true wisdom. Socrates, know thyself, because that's the box that hasn't been opened yet. That's the person who hasn't been contacted yet. That is the person who hasn't been asked yet, what is it that you want in your life? What is it that you want in your life? Ultimately, at the end of all of these things that you do and search for, what do you want in your life? And the answer, believe me, I have been around the world many times. And you see, I have a very funny perspective of the world. I do. I really do. People get very confused when they listen to my definition of the world. Because I started traveling when I was very young. And you know what? I never saw the world. Never saw the world. I never came across one thing that I could put my finger on and say, this is the world. All I saw was people, and people, and people, and people, and people. And wherever I went, I couldn't talk to them. They didn't understand my language. But peace is what they were looking for. Peace is something they wanted in their lives. I'm here to remind you that in whatever equation you have created, please put yourself there. Because otherwise, even if you manage to solve this formula, it will mean nothing. Without you, without your heart, without your understanding, without the peace in your life, there can never, ever be world peace. It's not possible. Where do the wars begin? Where do the wars begin? Wars don't begin on battlefields. They begin here. And when the war has started here, there is no stopping it from getting to the battlefield. This is where the war starts. This is where the war starts, and this is where the peace resides, in you. In you. So what is the magic formula? There is one. There is a magic formula. And you know where it is? In me, in you. That's where it is. The solution lies within us. In our understanding, that yes, peace is a possibility. And I am that field in which the seed awaits. Awaits. The seed is within me. It needs to be put in the ground. You see, if you take a bunch of seeds, this is good. If you take a bunch of seeds of all different flowers and put them in a can and shake them up, what do you think will happen? What do you think will happen? Maybe you won't be able to identify the individual seeds because they're all mixed up. Maybe you won't be able to say, oh, this seed belongs to this, and this one is this, and this one is this, and this one is this, because it's all mixed up. But, my friends, take those seeds and sow them, and they will sort themselves out. You don't have to separate each seed. Just sow them. Because just being mixed up in a can does not deprive those seeds of their individuality and their individual beauty and their individual need and their individual little possibility that each seed carries within it. We too are a bunch of seeds that have been mixed up in a can. And the world says, I don't know what's all in here. There's a bunch of seeds in there. Sow it. Water it. And all of a sudden you will see it's not just a bunch of seeds. It's individual things in there. Because that's who we are. Individuals. With the same thirst. I know the world shows us our differences. And I see a similarity. The world says, you're light-colored, you're dark-colored. The world says, you're tall, you're short. The world says, you're fat, you're skinny. And you know what I see? I see people who want to be happy around the world, who want to be happy, who want to feel that contentment in their lives. This is what I see. Ask them those questions that are pertinent to you. Ask them those things that are important to you. Ask them those things that are going to make a difference in your life.